We've got Ali in, and we've also got... Well, you haven't got a nickname yet, but you're going to have one by the end of the week, I guarantee it. We've got Angel in.
Yeah.
Angel is from Sandown Academy.
Yeah, Sandown Bay Academy.
All right, Sandown Bay Academy.
Sandown Bay, don't forget
touchy,
the bay.
Touchy, now, you're here for a whole week doing the four Ps.
Yeah.
This is day two. Are you enjoying yourself
yeah.
still? Is it one of those things where you think, I can't wait for this week to end?
No.
No? You're having fun?
I like it.
Good, okay. Well, it's nice to have you around as well, because you seem very bubbly and very, you don't seem very shy.
I am.
Are you? But,
yeah.
Because most people, you put them in front of a microphone for a period of time, they kind of crumble a little bit, you know, so, but you look very comfortable.
Yeah, it's a nice chair.
The chair helps.
Take her home with you. It's all part of the four piece service.
She could use the wheels and probably get home quicker than the bus.
So you've got a new story for us.
Yeah.
Go on, Em.
It's about the RSPCA fears Finding Dory will spark rising cruelty to goldfish.
Finding Dory.
Yeah. Released June 17th.
So it's a new film coming out, is that right?
Yeah, called Finding Dory.
Finding Dory?
Yeah, based on the Nemo one. It's like Finding Dory's parents.
And they're worried that it might have a knock-on effect.
Yeah, on goldfish.
In what way?
The RSPCA said it received a huge increase in calls about poorly treated fish in 2003 after the release of the Pixar film Finding Nemo. So I think it's like, everyone's going, oh my God, we need that fish, and then go and buy it. And then like, just...
So who is going to phone the RSPCA and say that someone's mistreating their goldfish? How do you know?
I tell you what.
How do you mistreat a goldfish?
Never underestimate a human, because honestly, I could see them doing it in their droves.
How can you mistreat a goldfish?
Well, I don't know. Having only ever owned one for about... Well, hang on, I had one when I was a kid.
From the funfair.
And my nipper had one, and he had two, and they were called Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Okay, and it was quite a surreal moment. We were at... where's the place? There's a place in Newport where they used to sell them. There's a pet shop, isn't there? Behind Calvert's.
Sheath
used to be where yeah. McDonald's was, but there's one behind Calvert's now. And there's a little... And we went in there. I don't know if it was still there or not, but we went in there, and he was choosing to... This is a true story. He was choosing... two goldfish, okay, and Tom and Jerry. So anyway, we're talking to the lady, and the ladies, they've got the net, because they have to get them out in the net. So we're sort of, you know, he's there, oh, I don't know which one to go for, and we're talking, and she said, oh, I know what you do for a living, but what do you do for a living? And turned to my ex, which is Tom's mum. And it's absolutely true story. She said, I'm a fishmonger. And then we were looking at these four little fish through the glass. True story, but Tom and Jerry, they only survived about a week. They didn't live. And
what did you do to them then?
Well, apparently we fed them, but apparently you put them in a little bowl and you got to have some air going in, haven't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you need filters and all sorts.
Yeah, well, we didn't have any of that, so I guess they suffocated. So I guess that's cruelty.
So, yeah.
Lock us up for that.
So
but we didn't know, did we?
You have mistreated goldfish.
They never told us. That lady never told us. She probably thought, well, they ain't going to last till tea time, are they? She's a fishmonger. They're bound to get hungry and cut them open.
Apparently now, if you go to get fish and goldfish, if you go to a well-known major store that we've got on the island, you have to take water samples and everything.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us have baths.
You have to set it up like 3 days beforehand, and then you have to take them a water sample from the tank that they're going in, and they have to say, yeah, that's fine. So they are actually trying to cut down on goldfish.
You've actually done that yourself. You've got goldfish, and they've
we have, like, they're like catfish, but they're like bred to be smaller.
Okay. Were you refused first off until you took your water sample?
Yeah, and we had to take a picture of our tank and everything.
Yeah,
but
there's policing for goldfish, whereas years ago they used to put them in a plastic bag at the fun fair.
Yeah,
and send you off with hundreds of them.
Yeah, and they would last barely the journey home.
No, I had one from there. I had for about 4.5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Crikey.
I didn't mistreat mine.
How many have you got? How many? Catfish? You say catfish?
Yeah, I've got two at the moment, but they keep breeding.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, but then they keep eating their eggs, so it kind of
Right, okay.
Nice.
But that's all right.
Yeah.
They still want a picture of your tank and see if the water's all right, but that's all right if they eat their eggs.
Save some food.
Bizarre, isn't it? Bizarre. Have you got any other pets?
Loads of pets. I've got a dog. I used to have a horse. Used to have a chinchilla. Used to have a bearded dragon.
What have you done to all them then? Where have they gone?
We had them for a long time. Like, it's only recently they've all, like... I have a mouse, though, but he's still going.
A pet mouse?
Yeah. I used to breed them. Like, at one point, I had, like, over 50 in my house.
Do you know what? It's a reminder. You wouldn't know anything about this because you don't watch the TV programme. Have you seen the programme on TV recently, The Durrells?
No.
Oh, you would love it because there's a little lad in there that he's just got so many animals. Every animal that comes, he actually, you know, gets it, puts it in a cage or looks after it. So he's got every animal there is. And it's a really lovely series. Check it out. And that kind of reminds me of you. I've got to ask you a question. Bearded dragons. Who would want a bearded dragon? It's not like you love them and you know, give them any kind of affection.
I mean, mine had three legs. We got him from the RSPCA. It's called Ropey because, you know, couldn't
Ropey?
Walk. Yeah, because you like...
See, I would have called him Robin, as in Robin Reliant.
Three wheels.
So yeah. How many other pets have you had?
I'm trying to think what we've got at the moment. We don't have that many pets at the moment.
No.
Like,
well, they've all died, haven't they?
Yeah.
This time last year, we had so many. Like, literally. But we're, like, trying not to get any more at the moment because, like, of everything going on. Like, school and stuff. But, like, we might be getting another dog. We're not really sure at the moment. Like...
See, my wife wants us to get a dog. I said, well, we got two cats. And they said, well, you know, some cats and dogs, they do get on. But I don't really want to go picking up behind it. That's the problem that I have.
Oh, an opening cans of dog meat.
Oh, oh no, that
my dog that. Eats mackerel. My dog eats smoked mackerel.
God, your dog eats better than I do.
She doesn't eat dog food. Like, she eats steak and, like, stuff you've got to cook for her.
I'll say it again, your dog eats better than I do.